Hi, my name is Joseph. I know good music when I hear it, and I hear it every Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m. on Tell the Band to Go Home with the greatest student teacher ever, Mr. Watson. He plays singer and songwriter on his show, but I have no idea what that means, but either does he, so he just plays good music and lots of it.
Excuse me, I'm not in my best. I've been gone for a month. I've been drunk since I left. These so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and oak. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Now, in 1987, they didn't know that song yet because I don't think it existed yet. But that is Spirit of the West there from a few years after that, I suppose. But in 1987, the Spirit of the West's They came to Winnipeg and they played a show at a brand new place. October 23rd, 1987, to be exact. They played at a place called the West End Cultural Center, and I don't suppose they knew back then how important it was going to be. But for the past 20 years or so, the West End Cultural Center has been pretty much the home of great music here in Winnipeg and in Western Canada. I mean, seriously, when musicians come from other places, they all know about the West End Cultural Center, and they all know that they want to play there. And I'm not just saying that. It's absolutely true. It's legendary as being a great place where you get treated well. The audience is always there, and the audience always treats you well and supports you. And it's just a great place to play and a great place to go check out music. And think about it, seriously. Obviously, you like great folk and roots music. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. But think about it, seriously. If it weren't for the West End Cultural Center, where would you go see folks besides the Winnipeg Folk Festival? Exactly. Nowhere, right? You can't live without it. On Saturday night, the West End Cultural Center is having a 20th birthday party. It will feature John Mann of Spirit of the West. I would like to hope that Dom asked the whole band to come, but they couldn't make it. But John Mann will be there along with James Keelahan, Veda Hilly, our good friends Keith and Renee, and I'm sure other folks for sort of a songwriter's circle on Saturday night for the 20th anniversary of the West End Cultural Center. A little bit early. I guess the anniversary is the 23rd, so it's still a week and a bit away, but they're doing it on Saturday night, and it's going to be an amazing time. The West End Cultural Center has been a big part of my life over the past 15 or so years. I haven't been going for the full 20. I wasn't that smart for the first 5 years of its existence, but I figure I started going there around 91 or 92, so I guess that makes it about 5 years old or so. I know I went to a couple of things early on. I know I went to, and if anybody can help me out with these dates, because my memory is absolutely horrible, but I know I went to a Folklorama. At one point, they had a Folklorama pavilion there, the USA pavilion, and they had like blues and barbecue and stuff. I went to that, and that might have been one of the first times I went to the West End Cultural Center. But I know that probably the first band I ever went to see there was a band that I sort of knew and got to like in high school. And I suppose you've never heard of them, but maybe you should have. They were a great band, and I went to see them about a billion times. So often I was the only person there. But I went to see them all the time, and a few times I went to see them at the West End Cultural Center. And those bring back fond memories of, 1991, 1992, kind of in there, somewhere in there. I'm going to try and play you something from this band. It's from a cassette, and I'm not entirely sure that this is going to work. But we're going to give it a try. Okay, so this will take you back and tell you what I was listening to in 1992 or so. The band was called Duckshot Hunter. I know you're all big fans, but I was. So I'm going to try and play something off their cassette. If it doesn't work, then I apologize. But here, bear with me. There's something off their last cassette called Yum. I like this one. It's called All This Time. It's Duckshot Hunter on Tell the Band to Go. When did you ever think you were going to hear Duckshot Hunter on Tell the Band to Go Home? Okay, listen carefully because it's not that loud. Is it too quiet? It's pretty quiet. And I guess by now I should have known that when we get through all the things that I said, you said, he said, she said, you don't need another song I wrote. I said from you to me, I'm not afraid of losing. I don't need to hear you say what now. I said sitting on a bag of gold, yeah, but he don't need what he has saved, man. He don't need to think about all the things that can go wrong. He just needs someone for his heart.
sun, I followed her. I thought you held all that I needed to know. Well, I guess by now you have enough of I said, you said, we said. Yeah, I guess by now you've heard it all. But I said, for you and me, I'm not afraid of losing you. I don't need to hear you say, what now? I said,
okay, sorry, you're going to have to turn your radio down now. I apologize if that was really quiet. It's, you know, the cassette player, it's hard to turn it really loud. But that was a band called Duckshot Hunter from Winnipeg from the early 90s with All This Time. And for I don't know, pretty much the rest of the show, I think we're going to look back at some of the great moments in West End cultural history. I mean, 20 years of West End Cultural Center is a pretty important thing in this town. So and there have been some amazing, amazing shows at the West End Cultural Center. So I'll tell you about some of my favorites and some of the ones that I could dig up some information on. If you have any great West End memories or questions or comments, of course, you can give us a call, 269-8636-269-UMFM. Or you can always drop an email if you have any thoughts, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. And if your name happens to be Dom or Nan or Mitch or any of the people that, you know, are involved with the West End Cultural Center or have been over the years, give us a call so that I don't just make stuff up. I mean, tell us what the real story is, because that'd be nice too. But it's an important place, and we're going to look at some of the things. I mean, when I started going, I wasn't so much into the folk and roots music yet. I was more into the pop and rock music. So I suppose this is a band that I would have gone to see at the West End. I've seen them many times. Some of the other bands that I would have gone to see in the early 90s, probably, you know, the Watchmen. I saw the Watchmen there a couple of times. Man, they were great. I saw the Blue Meanies there. What else did I see there? I don't know. Some other good things. But this band, I remember seeing this band at the West End Cultural Center a few times, and I wish Stu Reed were in town, because I know that he remembers this this time as well as I do. But this band is called The Pursuit of Happiness, and they were fantastic. And I know they're kind of lauded as one hit wonders because they had that stupid "I'm an Adult Now" song, but they were so much more than that. Moberg, great songwriter. Also did some great solo shows there. I don't know if anybody remembers those, but in particular, I remember this one West End Cultural Center show with The Pursuit of Happiness, and Moberg, funny guy. He came out and he was wearing this shirt, and you know those Mister books, you know, like Mister Happy and Mister whatever, you know, the Mister books with the little round people, the Mister. He was wearing a shirt that said Mister, another word for feces, if you know what I mean. Starts with H, ends in T. So he was Mr. Whatever, and during the show he said that he had officially changed his name, and for the duration of the show he would no longer be Moberg, he would be Mr. Feces. And so people, you know, kind of just for fun started yelling at him, "Hey, Mr. Feces, play whatever." And you know, it's kind of a funny little running joke throughout the show. But the most memorable part, and I hope I never forget this because it was so funny, but when the band ended their set and they went back for the phony encore, you know, when they go backstage and they pretend that they're not coming back, but they haven't played "I'm an Adult Now," so you know they're coming back. They went back there and people started chanting Mr. other word for feces over and over again, really, really loud. And the whole place was chanting over and over again, Mr. something or other, Mr. for a couple minutes. And Moberg came back and he was just laughing, and it was very funny and a great memory. And so I'm going to play something from The Pursuit of Happiness and maybe a couple other bands I would have gotten to see in the 90s. But yeah, if you've got any thoughts, give us a call, 269-8636. Here's Pursuit of Happiness. Hopefully this will be louder.
Mm-hmm. used to be, how the world treated me. I should know. Shun me, don't take my fame. I ought to know. Ow.
Hurt for a while, but in our hearts and minds, from deep within within our souls. There's a voice that won't be silenced or controlled. Our freedom, you gotta take it where you find it. Love, the light shining inside, all around us. Doors we open for ourselves. In the moment, fully alive. In the moment, fully alive.
Thank you. got lace and pretty flowers. Give your baby, get her under your power. If you've got silks, sweet perfume, you know she might come. She might come up to your room. But if she's got soul, she knows she's gonna bowl you over. And when my baby rolls me over, I feel like I wanna fly. Yes, I feel like I wanna fly. Got satin, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to trap your honey. You've got big black cars, you want to let her ride. You give it all to her, she might come over to your side. But if she's got love and a deep devotion that gets just as deep as the ocean, just you two inside, just you two inside. Got a house, a mansion in the country. You give it all to her, she could still be empty. You could be the richest man in the world, but there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl. But if you've got love and a deep devotion, and just as deep as the ocean, with just you two inside, just you two inside.
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
I will not give you a penny more than you deserve. I don't know why you bother asking anymore. All of your charm couldn't make me change my mind. I will not give you any more than you deserve. Can't you see I'm busy? You don't know why you never learn. I don't know why you bother waiting anymore. You stand in line, but you'll never get your turn.
what you want, you get nothing more from me. I will not give you a penny more than you deserve. I don't know why you bother asking anymore. All of your charm couldn't make me change my mind. I will not give you a penny more than you deserve. Higher, higher, you take me where I want to go. Higher,
the Mighty Mighty Skydiggers there from the album Restless, A Penny More. And the Skydiggers, one of the one of my favorite bands to ever see at the West End Cultural Center. Talk about them in a second. A couple of things I've there, they fit into a category of shows that I've missed and regretted ever since. Their legendary appearance, and I wish I were a smarter man. I really do. And it would make the show so much better because I'd know actually what I'm talking about. Because I don't actually remember what year it was now that I think about it. But they had the legendary show there, opened by Weeping Tile, Sarah Harmer's old band, where Weeping Tile played and then went downstairs to hang out. And then the Skydiggers came on and played. And as soon as the Skydiggers started playing, everybody went crazy and started dancing and jumping up and down. And Weeping Tile was downstairs and noticed that parts of the ceiling were caving in. And so they kind of freaked out, and eventually they had to run upstairs and whisper to the Skydiggers that they had to stop playing. And it turned out that because the Skydiggers fans were so enthusiastic, they broke the darn floor, and the floor was in jeopardy of caving in. So the whole show had to be canceled, and the West End Cultural Center had to be closed while they fixed the floor so that nobody would fall through it. And a disaster nearly averted, and a legendary moment in Winnipeg music history, and one of the only Skydiggers shows, one of only about two Skydiggers shows that I've ever missed in my life. That one because I didn't get tickets soon enough. I remember phoning a couple days before the show because I went, oh crap, I don't have my ticket yet. I hope they're not sold out. Phoning and going and saying, you know, please tell me there's tickets available. And they said no. And I said, is there any way I can get one? And they said no. So I missed that show, and I've regretted it ever since. But so there you go. Willie P. Bennett apparently played the West End Cultural Center. We heard Lace and Pretty Flowers. I don't even know when. I obviously didn't know who he was at the time, or else I would have gone. And he's, you know, he's done nothing except work for Fred Eaglesmith ever since. I've seen him many, many times there playing with Fred Eaglesmith, but I've never heard Willie P. Bennett sing a Willie P. Bennett song at the West End Cultural Center. It's one of my dreams before I die, is to have Willie P. Bennett play the West End Cultural Center. So work on that, will you, Dom? Scott Dibble, another guy who I've always regretted missing at the West End Cultural Center. I saw him open for the Bare Naked Ladies at the Walker Theater, I don't know, 91 or 92 or whenever that was, and I thought he was fantastic. And then shortly after that, he played at the West End Cultural Center, and I wish I could remember the lady he played with, but I had no interest. It was like Mary Jane Lamond or something like that. And I had no interest in going because of her. And I kind of thought, well, maybe I'll go and see him and then leave. But then I thought, nah, he'll be back. He never came back. Never, ever, ever. And in fact, he retired from music and became a golf pro, I understand. But man, I love that guy. And we heard something from his One Phoebe album, you album, Always Hoping. A couple of shows that I did see way back in the day. I remember the show. We heard something from David Wilcox, the Canadian David Wilcox, from his album 13 Songs with Oh Freedom. And on the West End Cultural Center website, there's a list of past performers. There's links to their websites. But the David Wilcox links to the American David Wilcox, who I don't believe has ever played the West End Cultural Center, although I could be mistaken. But the Canadian David Wilcox has. And I was there. And, of course, David Wilcox, known for his kind of blues rock from back in the days. He had a bunch of hits and whatever. And so people came. And David Wilcox, one of the most rock and energetic acts I've ever seen. Like, when he plays with his band, he's just like an amazing party on stage. So, anyways, he plays the Westin Cultural Center because he has this singer-songwriter record out. He decides to be a singer-songwriter. He quit drinking and quit drugs and quit smoking and all that stuff and decided to become a serious singer-songwriter. So he played the show at the Westin Cultural Center. And I remember, because he was so strictly anti-booze and smoking and stuff, there was no booze, no smoking, no nothing allowed at the West End. And people were mad about that. Really mad, actually. And then, like, during the show, they kept shouting at him to play, like, Layin' Pipe and Hypnotizin' Boogie and all that stuff. And he didn't want to play it. He just wanted to play the singer-songwriter stuff. And so it was a little bit of a rowdy crowd, but a great show. And we heard The Pursuit of Happiness before that with I Should Know, a band I've seen many times, the West End Cultural Center. And I wish that someday Mo or else, you know, even the whole band would come back to Winnipeg to play there. It'd be fun. But instead of that, we got the 20th birthday party coming up on Saturday and a bunch more great memories from the West End Cultural Center over the years. But first, I got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Tell the band to go home.